Daf Kuf Dalet. So we were discussing the opinion yesterday about how many Havdalahs one should make, how many different phrases in Havdalah. We said either three or seven. Now, in truth, there could be anywhere in between, but it seems the Gemara was makbid either three or Dafka seven in between wasn't sufficient. So the Gemara had last brought this Shita that said what we say on Matzah Shabbos, on Mavdil Mekor Shechol, Ben Yor L'Choshech, Ben Yisrael Amim, Ben Yom HaShvi L'Shesh Yimah Amasa. That's four statements, not three. It's not three or seven, it's four. So the Gemara added a question, how could that be? So the Gemara said, the top of Kuv Dalet, V'ha Amar Lo Tlasa Amar V'lo Sheva Amar. He didn't say three, nor did he say seven. He said four. So Amar Lei Ibra, you're right. But Ben Yom HaShvi L'Shesh Yimah Amasa Me'ein Chasimahi. It's an introduction to the Chasimah. We'll discuss that in just a moment. And therefore, the Rashbam points out that's not part of the count. It's serving a different function here. You can't count that. And therefore, they're really only three. What does that mean? It's Me'ein Chasimah. B'amar of Yehuda Mishmul, Hamavdil Tzarech Shiyomar Me'ein Chasimah, Samech L'Chasimasa. There's a concept of trying to introduce the conclusion. The conclusion needs an introduction. So near the Chasimah, Me'ein the Samech L'Chasimah, next to the final Baruch Atah Hashem, Ma'ad Mekor Shechol, you have to have some type of Chasimah. So that's what it's serving here as Ben Yom HaShvi L'Sheshi Ma'amaseh, is a Me'ein Chasimah, Samech L'Chasimah. It's introducing the final part of the Baruch. That's the understanding. It's not part of the final count. Now, in contrast to that, Pumbedisa had a different understanding of what does it mean, Samech L'Chasimah. Pumbedisa learned, Amri Me'ein Tzichosan, so let's imagine the structure of the bracha as follows. You have three Havdalahs, then there's that fourth line which is going to be some type of connection, and then there's a final bracha which is the chasima. So there's a psicha which is the first line, there's a chasima which is the final line, and that number four in the structure is either going to be me'ein psicha or me'ein chasima. It has to be some either similar to the beginning line or similar to the last line. And the truth is it's similar to both. It has to do with Havdalah. It's being mavdil between something that's kodesh and something that's chol. So no matter how you slice it, our nusach lebracha works out well. It's just conceptually, according to this first opinion, is that the samach lechasima has to be similar to the chasima itself, which is similar. It's being mavdil between a kodesh and a chol. And according to Pumbedisa, that samach lechasima has to be similar to the beginning, which is psichasam, which is all consistent because they're all four lines are different between kodesh and chol. We say it in different ways. Again, hamavdil mekodesh chol, benor lechoshech, ben yisrael amim. Those are all ways of saying kodesh and chol. So Beyom HaShvi L'Sheshi Ma'amasa is also a type of Kodesh and Chol between the 6 days of Bereishis and Shabbos. So it's similar to Psicha, which is a Mavdil Mekodesh L'Chol, and similar to the Chasima also, which is also a Mavdil Mekodesh L'Chol. Right? Either way, it's fine. But where do you see a Nafkamina? When is there a Nafkamina between when you're trying to have that Samech L'Chasimasa similar to the beginning, or it's going to be similar to the end? It's when you have there's a difference between the end and the beginning, where they're not the same thing. So the Gemara says, my Benai, the Ikon of Benai is, the Nafkamina is, Yom Tov Shechal Yos Acher Shabbos. When it's a Shabbos that leads into a Yom Tov, that's a different type of Nusach Havdalah. The Chasimasan is Bein Kodesh L'Kodesh. But we start off by saying, Hamavdim Kodesh L'Chol is the beginning, but the final bracha is Bein Kodesh L'Kodesh. So now that fourth line here, which has to, if it's similar to the Psicha, it could still be Bein Kodesh L'Chol. But if it has to be similar to the brach of chasima, then you have to switch it. What's the lashon? We'll see in a second. Vivdalta being kedusha Shabbos and kedusha Yom Tov. You have to add that line in to make it similar to the final bracha of similar to the chasima. So the Gemara explains again. Ikke benayu Yom Tov shechalios achar Shabbos. The chasimasan ben kodesh lekodesh. We have the final bracha. A difference between kodesh and kodesh. Man damar main psichasan that this what's called samach lechasimasan. That last line before the final bracha has to be similar to the psicha. Samech lechasimasa next to the chasima has to be like almost like a recap of the beginning of the bracha. Lo boi lemeimar, you don't have to say the words ben kedusha Shabbos lo kedusha Yom Tov. You don't have to say the hivdalta because as long as it's similar to the psicha, and even on this havdalah we start off ben kodesh lechol, so then it's fine. The nusach stays the same up until the last bracha. But man damar me'ein chasimasa samech lechasimasa, that right before the final bracha you have to have a little bit of a hint towards the final bracha, meaning Kedusha and Kedusha, then you'd have to add in the words, Baila Meimar, Ben Kedusha Shabbos, the Kedusha Yom Tov, Hivdalta, and that's in fact what we say. That's how the Gemara comes out. Now, there's an interesting case here. The Rabbeinu Peretz, Tosafot Rabbeinu Peretz, asks the following question. When you say, Natachonin, Atachonin Tanu, you would not have to say the Ben, we have a special, and you look at the Yom Tov Davening, right? Yom Tov Davening is Matzah Shabbos, is a special Havdalah we say in Davening. What the whole Hovdatanu, right? Hovdatodienu, we say. In Todienu, we say the Kedusha of Shabbos there. So he writes, actually, doesn't, now I'm pointing these out, it doesn't make sense, actually, because he says, I'm sorry, this is a different point here. This is a different point. The Tosafot Ben Paris talks about a regular Matzah Shabbos in Atachron and Tanu, you would not have to say the word Ben Yom HaShvi L'Sheshi Yemei HaMaaseh in Atachron and Tanu. Because that last line, the fourth phrase, only having there to introduce the final bracha. But the final bracha of Atachron and Tanu is not Hamad Mekor Shechol. It's Atachonin bracha. So you would not have to say that. So he says you don't have to say those words Ben Yom HaShvi L'Sheshi Yemei HaMaaseh, but the Maaseh we do say it. The Rambam says you're supposed to say that. But if the whole point of that is not part of the count, it's really supposed to be an introduction to the chasima, that's not the chasima. So Avud Rama explains as follows. Since the Gemara and Brachos tells us that initially, ideally, the Havdalah was supposed to be said al kos. And then we got poor, and we ended up saying it on Trila, because we couldn't afford extra cups of wine, so they stuck it into Trila. But since the initial institution was based on the kos, and when you say it on the kos, you do say the bracha of Amavdim Kosh Lechol, which means that you need the introduction of Ben Yom HaShvi L'Sheshi Ma'amasa. They kept it in the Nusach in Atachron Tanu, even though it doesn't actually make sense based on the svaras that we're saying. Fine. So now the Gemara says, Gufa. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Shaya. Hapoches lo yifchos mishalosh. One who says less should not say less than three. But Mosif lo Yosef, then who wants to say a lot, al sheva, don't add more than seven. There should either be three or seven. So Mesiv, they ask from a brisa, Omer Havdalos, Matzei Shabbosos, Matzei Yom HaTovim, Matzei Yom HaKippurim, Matzei Shabbos L'Yomtov, Matzei Yomtov L'Chalal Shel Moed. All these cases you make Havdalah. The one time you don't say Havdalah is about Lo B'Matzei Yomtov L'Shabbos, when you're going up in the Kedusha from a Yomtov to a Shabbos is an elevation of Kedusha, that you don't say Havdalah. Fine. So then the Gemara says, Haragi, those who are comfortable saying Havdalahs and could say it by heart, Omer Harbe, you could say many different Havdalahs. V'sheinu ragil, those who don't know how to say it, omer achas, it's sufficient just to say one havdalah. So this is a question, because we said you have to have at least three, so how could the Brisa here suggest that one is sufficient? So the Gemara says it's in fact a machlokas tanaim. It's a tanahi. D'amar Rabbi Yochanan benoncha kadoshim, we'll see who the benoncha kadoshim are in just a second. Omer achas, you're allowed to say one. V'nagu ha'am lomer shalosh, the practice is to say three, but mikra then you're actually allowed to say one. So we see it's a machlokas tanaim. Now the Gemara wants to know, man nihu b'non shel kadoshim, who are the children of the great kadoshim? Rabbi Menachem Bar Simai. He was the b'non shel kadoshim. Why was he called this way? B'mai karle b'non shel kadoshim, v'lestakel b'tzirasa d'zuza, he would not look at the face of a coin. He wouldn't look at the face of the coin. Could be because they had a tzur, they had a picture of a certain Russia that was on it, but he was very, very careful in what he looked at, and people who are careful in the Shemir Sinaim have the warrant the name kadoshim. So Gemara then says, Shalach le Rav Shmuel bar Idi Chananya Achi. He sent the message, Omer Achas, you could say one Havdalah and that's sufficient. However, less Hilchasa Kivasa, we don't pass in this way. We pass, you need to have at least three Havdalahs, and that's what we have in the Nusach of Havdalah. So Gemara now quotes from Amr Bishu ben Levi Hamavdil, Tzarech She Yomar Me'ein Havdalos Ha'amuros B'Torah. Rabbi Shuba Levi says, when you say Havdalah, each Havdalah that you mention has to be from something that's mentioned, a certain Havdalah that's mentioned somewhere in the Torah. So Meisiv, the Gemara asks a question, say the Havdalos, Heyach Omer, how should one say it? The Brisa says, Hamavdil min Kodesh Lechol, Benor Lechoshech, these are, if you see the Pesukim on the side, they're all part of Pesukim, Ben Yisrael Li'amim, Ben Yom HaShul Yisheshesh Yimei HaMaaseh, Ben Tamei L'Tahor, Ben Hayom L'Charava, Ben Maim HaElyonim L'Maim HaTachtonim, Ben Kwanim Levim of Yisraelim. So those are all different Havdalahs mentioned in the Torah, except for one, as we'll see in a second, the Gemara is going to ask this question. The Chosen, the final bracha should be, B'Seh Debreishah, some type of bracha to Hashem, so Debreishah, we of course don't say that. V'achem Omrim, others say it should be the bracha of B'yotze Breishah, so also we don't say that. And Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chosem Mekadesh Yisrael. So different types of chasimas that we don't hold of, but those were all suggestions by the various Tanaim in the Brisa. So Gemara says, now, Vim Isa, if it's really true, Ha Ben Hayam L'Charava Lo K'sivibay Havdalah. That's actually not mentioned. The difference between the water and the dry land is not mentioned anywhere. There's no Havdalah used in the Torah. So why should that be in the list if it was introduced that only those that are mentioned in the Torah, Hamuras B'Torah? So this goes against Rabbi Shimon Levi. So the Gemara says, "Sami mikan b'hayam l'charava." Let's erase, let's delete the words "hayam l'charava." It should not be there. So there actually is an interesting discussion. Machlokas Rambam Rashi, whether or not Rabbi Shimon ben Levi had a din of a Tana or a din of a Mora. Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, unclear exactly where he fell in history and unclear his koach. But according to the Shita of Rashi, Rashi writes in Maseches Nida that he was only an Amora. The Rambam writes in Hakdamah LePesach Mishnayos he was actually a Tana. So they point out from this there seems to be that a proof that he was a Tana. because Rabbi Shuv and Levi up against the Brisa, they changed the Brisa in order to maintain the Shita of Rabbi Shuv and Levi. So they go back and forth whether or not he was an Amor or a Tana, and these are one of the sugyas they hone in on to figure that out. So then the Gemara says, either way, so we deleted the words Ben Ayam Lecharaba, that's not supposed to be there. Now after deleting this, so the Gemara says, Ihachi, that's the case. So now, the words Ben Yom Ashri L'Sheshi Ma'amase in the Brisa serves no longer as part of the number, rather, Nami Me'en Chasimahu. It's going to be as an introduction to the final bracha, meaning you can't count it as part of the number of Havdalas. Now, Batzer Chada V'Leka Sheva. I mean, if you read this Brisa and counted, there are actually eight differences, but the eighth one is not really a difference because that's just not part of the minyan, that's an introduction to the Chasima. But now that we've deleted Ben Yom L'Charava, there are only seven on the list. And the seventh one can't be counted. The seventh one there is to serve as Me'ein Chasima, Samil Chasimaso. So that's only leaving six Havdalas. We need seven Havdalas. So the Gemara says, Amri, Kohanim Ulevim V'Yisraelim Trei Milu. That's actually two different Havdalas found in the Torah Ninu. Bein Levim Yisraelim, where do we see where the Levim were separate from the Yisraelim? The Chassid, it says in the Pasuk, Be'esahi, Hivdi Hashem Shevet Levi, that they were separate from the Levim. That's, I believe, in Parshas Baloscha. I thought it was Baloscha. It's not Baloscha. Baloscha is where the Pesukim actually do take them out, but that Pasuk is quoted somewhere in Akiv, it seems. And then it says, Beina Kohanim Lilevim, Dichsiv, Bnei Amram, Aaron, Umosha, Vayavdel Aaron, Hakdisho, Kodesh Kadashim. So we see two different Abdallahs. First Levi, or not first, but one point Levi was separated from Yisrael, and then Kohanim were separated from Levim. So that actually totals eight. And the last one is serving as an introduction. So we have seven Abdallahs, and that was the Nusra Tvila suggested by the Brice. Of course, that's not what we do, but that would, in theory, be another option. I wouldn't recommend it, but that is a suggestion. So now the Gemara says, the last few lines, going back to the Chasima. Mechasimai. What was the Chasima one should say after finishing Abdallah? So Gemara says, Rav Amar, Mekadesh Yisrael. That's what you should say. Shmuel Amar, Hamavdil Mekodesh Lechol. So Machlok is what to say. We pass like Shmuel, as you see from the note. Not only do we pass like Shmuel, but Light Allah Abaye cursed anybody. Thus, Itay, my other say, Rabbi Yosef was the one, Ahad Rav. Someone who passed like Rav was going to be cursed for doing so. Pretty extreme. Like Rav is, he's a considerable person, a Shita. One who passed like Rav would get cursed. Now, why in the world would he get cursed? So there's an interesting discussion found in the Mefarshim, why such a person would get cursed. The Rav Pano explains as follows. The reason why Rav wanted to say Mekadesh Yisrael, that discussion, to tell us that don't think that Kedushas Yisrael is paka when Shabbos is over, right? Shabbos is over, so maybe the Kedushas Yisrael is over as well, and do what you want all week, be a goy all week, and you're back to Shabbos, you're a Jew. And back and forth, so unless the person thinks such a thing, we say Mekadesh Yisrael, there's a still Kedusha in Klai Yisrael. That was their thinking. However, one is perhaps able to say then, if we're trying to sanctify or at least acknowledge the Kedusha of Yisrael, you might think that the Kedusha of Yisrael is greater than the Kedusha of Shabbos, and that's a zilzal of Shabbos. Therefore, he discouraged and cursed even anyone who said Mekadesh Yisrael as the Chasima of the Havdalah. Now, one of the notes in the back, Rav Harwitz, in the back of the Gemaras, he makes a different suggestion. His suggestion was as follows. Since we know the Christians keep Sunday as their holiday, their Sabbath, if you will, so if one says Mekadesh Yisrael Matzah Shabbos, it might give the appearance as if they're being Mekadesh Sunday, so lest the person think they were Mekadesh Sunday, like the Christians, for that reason he said he cursed anybody who said Mekadesh Yisrael, and we, of course, Paskin, Hamabdil, Bein Kodesh, Lechol. So then the Gemara says last two lines as follows. Tana, Mishmei de Rabbi Shua ben Hananya. The Braisa was taught in the name of Rabbi Shua. Kol hachosim mekadesh yisrael ve hamavdim mekodesh lechol maricha lo yamav ushnosav. So he was trying to make a pshar here. He said, let's put two together and say both them, Rav and Shmuel, both correct. So, and one person who says this will get long life and long years. So, wonderful bracha. Nonetheless, the Gemara says in Amud Beis, less hilchasa kavase. We don't paskin this way, that the din is, we say only ben kodesh lechol. So then the Gemara says, Ula, one time, Ikle, Pumpadisa. Ula, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, came to visit across the way in Bavel and Pumpadisa. So Amar Le Rav Yehuda, Le Rav Yitzchak Bre. Rav Yehuda told his son Rav Yitzchak, Zil Amtile Kilkala de Piri, go bring Ula a present, bring a basket of fruit. V'chazi Heiche Avdil, and go pay attention, observe how he says Havdalah. So Lo Azil, so Rav Yitzchak actually refused to go, and Shadil Le Abai, he sent Abai instead of himself. Ki Asa, Abai, when Abai came, Amar Le Heiche Amar, so what did he say? So Abai was the messenger, was a shliach of Rabbi Yitzchak. Amalei, Baruch Hamavdim, Mekorish L'chol, Amar, Visulo. That's all he said. Just that word, that line, nothing more. So, Asa L'kamei Davua. So he reports back, Rabbi Yitzchak reports back to his father, to Rav Yehuda, what he heard from Abaye. Amalei, Heichi Amar. So what did he say? So Amalei, Ana Lo Azil, I didn't go, he told his father, but Ana Shadrasa L'Abaye, I sent Abaye to go instead. Vamar li hamavdil min kodesh l'chol, and he reported back, all Ula said was hamavdil, seemingly, baruch ata Hashem l'chem l'chol, hamavdil be kodesh l'chol. He didn't have all the avdalas, just one line, one bracha. So Rav Yehuda was not very pleased with his son that he didn't go and do the shlichus. Amar lei, he says, Rav Ranuse demar, v'saruse demar, your greatness of Rabbanus and control and authority, all of that, your gaiva, some say, garmar lei, caused for you, lemar, delotema shmaisa bepuma, you were not zocha, that this statement, this halacha, be said in your name, you lost out on an opportunity. And he was not very pleased with his son, let's say, calling being lazy or being a bal gaiva. I'm not saying this, I'm just pointing out what the Gemara seems to indicate. Now, mitzvah halacha, how would Rav Yitzchak allowed to do this? His father told him to do something, ki rav aim, if, just I had to pick a Mati, because Mati's here. But if Chaim told Mati to do something, and Mati told his friend to go to get something for his father, so that wouldn't be appropriate. You should do it yourself. So what's the hesber? You're going to tell me, what's the difference? Right? Shluch HaShadam Kamoso, it's not the mitzvah b'guf. He wanted to find out the information. So whether I get the information or whether he gets the information, either way, he'll get the information. What's the big deal? So maybe you're going to tell me because mitzvah b'yosim b'shlucho. Right, it's better for you to do the mitzvah than send the shliach. Now, Rabbi Yitzchak was certainly a person machbin halacha and tried to be medaktik as much as he could. So why didn't he send? Why didn't he go to himself? So the mefarshim point out maybe this is a raya for the shita of Rashba. The Rashba says kibrav aim only goes so far. Kibrav aim only goes to a place. It's only relevant if the father is getting hana. For the father to go say, I commanded you to go play basketball. Well, he doesn't want to play basketball. There's no hanah for the father, and the child doesn't want to go. You don't have to necessarily listen to that. Only if there's some hanah for the father. So if the father asks for food, the father asks for a drink, the father asks for something that he's going to gain from, that's where there's a chiyuv of kibrav aim. But if it has nothing to do with the father at all, and there's no direct hanatim, that would not be considered not a requirement of a kibrav aim. Now, there's a big discussion how far this goes, but that might be a proof for that particular side in the halach. So now the Gemara says, last seven lines or so of the Amud. Every single bracha needs an introduction, Baruch Atah Hashem, and at the end, you recap Baruch Atah Hashem at the end as well, beginning of the end. So, Kol brachos kulan poseach bebarach, v'chosim behem bebarach. Chutz, with the exception of Birchas HaMitzos, if you look at Rashbam writes around the seven wide lines down, Birchas HaMitzos, Kegon lisate petitzis valnatilas lulav. All of these don't have a long bracha, just one baruch atah Hashem. The tama shadavar. The reason is lefish ein ben riboy dvar. There's not a lot to say. It's just a very simple bracha, and therefore it's a very simple. So then, an exception is that you don't need is chutz mibirchas hamitzos. U birchas haperes as well are also very short brachas, as we know. U bracha hasmucha lechaverta. A bracha that's next to another bracha. Rashi explains the case. Rashbam rather explains could go in Shmoneh Esrei. We only say Baruch Atah Hashem in the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, but all the other ones, Mechai Mesim, Atah Kibura, Atah Kadosh, Atah Chonin, all those do not have a Baruch Atah Hashem because they are piggybacking off of the initial bracha. They're all connected to each other. They all have a chasima at the end of each individual bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, but no psicha because they're using the first psicha. So that would be an exception as well, says the Gemara. U bracha acharona shebekriya shema sheishmen. Look at Rashbam to explain this one. Birchas Achrona Sheba Kriyashma. Rashbam says halfway down the wide lines. Afa Pishen Bracha Acharis Lemala Himana. Shishcha Baba Baruch. There's no Baruch before, right? MS V'yotzev doesn't have a Bracha beforehand. Shari Hifsik Kriyashma. The Shema is in between the Bracha of Yotzam Oros and the beginning of the Shema. V'yafa P, even though that's the case, Afa Pikein. Still, Amos V'yatzev does not begin with the Baruch. Why not? It's considered a continuation the brachas prior to Shema, even though Shema breaks it up. Sharei Muchuber Emes V'yatzev Al Sofel Shel Kriyashma. As we know, you have to say Hashem Okeichem Emes to connect Shema directly into Emes V'yatzev, as the Gemara Brachos teaches us. Shetzarach L'samach Emes V'yatzev Achar Ani Hashem Okeichem Kedichsev V'Hashem Okeichem Ke'elkim Emes. It's like one long bracha. So that's another exception of the bracha, the end of the Shema, even though, again, there's a separation from the initial baruch, it really is connected, intertwined with Shema and the rest of the brachos. So then the Gemara says further. So we have that some of the examples, some of the exceptions we said, again, typically, the structure of bracha is a bracha in the beginning and a bracha at the end, with the exception of birchas ha-mitzvahs, birchas ha-peros, birchas ha-smuch l'chaverta, bracha achrona v'shma, she-yesh me'en, the Gemara Braisa sums up, some of them are poseach baruch, have the beginning baruch, b've'en chosen b'baruch, where there's no bracha at the end, while others only have a yesh me'en, only she-chosen b'baruch, v'ein poseach b'baruch. So some have the beginning and the end, and some have beginning, no end, and no beginning, all different types of permutations. And the bracha of Tov Yameitiv is Poseach Bebaruch Vein Choseim Bebaruch. Look at Rashbam here. Rashbam writes, the last Rashbam on the page here, Birchas HaTov Yameitiv, the Birchas HaMaz, on the fourth bracha of benching, as we know, Avagav the Smuch L'Chaverta, that is connected to Rachem Na, right? Should piggyback off to the first Baruch Atah Hashem. So why does the fourth bracha of benching have its own Baruch Atah Hashem as the introduction? So Avagav the Smuch L'Chaverta, Sherei Hischa Bebirchas HaMaz, it still requires its own introduction of Baruch Atah Hashem. Why? Mishum the bracha ba'an pei nafshe. It was a separate bracha. It's called mishum haruge beisar shenitnu lekavur, that they were granted the rights to bury the dead. Hatov shel yehasrichu tov. Number one is that the bodies didn't decompose. V'meitiv shenitnu lekavur, and they had the ability, the rights to bury them. V'aval anu marichin b'ktsas. We actually have a longer bracha. The bracha initially was very small. Baruch Atah Hashem hatov meitiv, and that was it. We have an extended bracha now. The reason is, k'day lomar ba'shalosh malchios k'befarish b'perek shalosha sh'achlu. We add a number of different answers, but hilkach kulachad hodahi. It's all one hodah, k'birkas ha'peros u'k'birkas ha'mitzos v'lo b'ay chasima. Now, even though it's a long bracha, normally long brachas require chasima at the end, another baruch atah Hashem. Birchas tometa was really supposed to be a short bracha. We had some, again, evolved in some additions later on, but that's considered one short bracha, even though it's really a long bracha. Now, look over at Tosos, the Imam Maskel Kol Brachos, Poseach Bebaruch V'chosim, towards the top here. Tema. Bebir Bracha Del Kai Neshama, Amai Lo Poseachas Bebaruch, Dame Kar Lo Havis Smuch L'Chaverta. The Al Kai Neshama was a standalone Bracha. It should start off, not Al Kai Neshama, it should start off Baruch Atah Hashem, Al Kai Neshama, Al Kai Neshama of some sort. So why does it not have a Bracha in the beginning? It goes against this cloud. It's not a samach l'chaverta. K'damir mebrachos ki mitar omer. When a person wakes up, he should say elokai neshama. Doesn't say first say n'tias adayim asher yotzer. It should be elokai neshama. V'chein kasha me'yata hu ad shelo nivra olam v'tfilas haderech shechosim ve'eino poseach bebaruch. You have a number of other examples. Tfilas haderech is a great example. There's no baruch in the beginning. It stands alone. It ends with the bracha, but doesn't begin with the baruch. V'yeshomer l'fisha einem brachos elo shevach u'tfila ba'amah. These are not really brachas. These are really tefillas. Tefillas Haderech is really a tefillah. Elokai Neshama is really a tefillah, and tefillas don't need it. It's not the same din of a bracha. Ubracha, Sha'achar Megillah, we just said this last week, Nira, Dechasimana, Baruch Atah Hashem, Akel Hanifra, Lamo Yisrael, Mikot Terem, Akel Mashiach, Shiar Rucha, it's very long. V'lo Dami Lebrachas, Birchas Aperas, and Mitzvah, Shein Kataros. Fine, we can ignore that point for now. Either way, we see Elokai Neshama is a tefillah according to Tosfos. Others felt that no, Elokai Neshama is actually part of the brachas of, Tias Adayim, Asher Yotzer, and those are the brachas. That's how others, right. That's how others assume exactly. It should be a smucha. In terms of Tias Aderech is not. It's a Tvila. But some are makwid to say the bracha, you should eat something before and say bracha mezonos or something. Say bracha, and that bracha actually serves to connect to Tias Aderech. That's how others explain. Yeah, I just saw in the back the interesting Ravid. The Ravid says, Elokai Neshama actually is samuch l'chaverta. It's samuch l'chaverta of the mapil, the bracha mapil that you said before you went to sleep. So now it's bracketing the sleep, which is a fascinating shita of the Ravid. Now, Vudraham has a little bit of a problem with this. We're all bothered by this. How could that be? He says it must be the reason why it's not a hefsek, all of the sleep, because sleep is not called a maisa. It's not a maisa. Maybe 5, 6, 7, 8 hours might go between the bracha mapil and the waking up of Kana Shama, but that's not considered hefsek. So it's a big, big chiddush. I thought from a different angle, there's another interesting discussion I found in the Rishonim and Poskim, how one views sleep. Is sleep considered as if a person's alive, or is considered as if he's dead? And there are many nafkaminas for this, if he's alive or if he's dead. If one example that comes to mind is when you say the Netiyas Adayim and wash hands in the morning, so some hold, the Rashba holds, because you're Bria Chadash, you're brand new, you're born new. Others say, no, because your hands are dirty. You weren't reborn. The Neshama goes up a little. The Gemara says you're 1/60th dead, but yeah, mom is dead. You're alive when you're sleeping. So there's many nafkaminas whether you're alive or dead when you're sleeping. Perhaps the Rav assumes that you're alive when you're sleeping, because if you were dead when you're sleeping, you could not be able to connect the bracha v'mapil to a kind of Shabbat. Just an interesting side point. Either way, what's the bigger picture? We brought this whole brisa. So this is supposed to be a kashya. What's the kashya? So look, and now the top of kafein, we'll finish with this. This is a kashya l'ula. Remember, Ula was the one who said, that you say that bracha atah Hashem l'chim l'chom ha'amadim l'korish l'chol. That's it. But we just said every bracha requires saying a bracha in the beginning and a bracha at the end. Like the way we say Havdalah is the right way. We say the bracha Hashem in the beginning and another bracha Hashem at the end. But Ula's was just one bracha Hashem. This does not fit into the structure of the brachas. So answers the Gemara on the top of Kafeir. Amalecha Ula. Ula answers, Honami ki birchas hamitzos damya. This is also similar to birchas hamitzos. Just like a birchas hamitzos on Netil Sid Lulav, or whatever birchas hamitzos in Sukkah, it's not a long bracha. There's no two birchas Hashem. It's just one straight birchas Hashem. This is similar. How are they similar? So it's similar in conceptually as follows. It says, Honami ki birchas hamitzos damya, birchas hamitzos my taima mishim dehodahi honami hodahi. So there's a big discussion in the nature of birchas hamitzvah. Is the birchas hamitzvah a type of birchas hodah? Some say Rav Soloveitchik felt, I think based on maybe a ritva and brachos it was, that birchas hamitzvah is more of a matir, right? Birchas hanenin is a matir, and birchas hashavach is just praising Hashem. What's the difference? So birchas hanenin, I can't eat the food until I'm matir, until I remove the isser. I need to ask permission. So I believe the ritva has some formulation by birchas hamitzvah. I also can't, it's also for me to do a mitzvah. How? What gives me the right to be engaged in a mitzvah? I need to be matir. I need to ask permission first, so it's a matir. That's how I think the Ritva learned. But this Gemara seems to say very much otherwise. It's not a matir, it's a birchas hodah. A birchas mitzvah is a birchas hodah. It's thanking Hashem for the opportunity of the mitzvah of lulav, the opportunity of the mitzvah of sukkah, and therefore, just like the birchas mitzvah is an exception, so to Havdalah, which is also a type of birchas hodah, birchas mitzvah, also is an exception. It does not need to have that structure of a baruch in the beginning and a baruch at the end. So let's quickly recap. We start off by saying that the question we had, the question of 3 versus 7 amount of Havdalahs, we said that doesn't really work because the Gemara yesterday had 4. We said the fourth one was not really a count. That was what this concept is, that you need Me'ein Chasima, Samech L'Chasimas, and it's really an introduction for the final bracha. Pumbedisa felt that no, you need Me'ein Psicha, Samech L'Chasima, and the Nafkimin it was when it comes to Kedusha Shabbos and Kedusha Yom Tov, where the beginning bracha is Bein Kodesh L'Chol, but the final bracha is Kedusha Shabbos to Kedusha Yom Tov. You have to have Me'ein Chasima, that last line, or it's only Me'ein Psicha. That was the Nafkimin. Then we discussed this machlokus, whether or not you really need 3. There's an opinion that maybe even 1 Havdalah is sufficient. That was machlokus tonight. And then we had Rabbi Shimon Levi that says all the Havdalahs you mentioned have to be found in the Torah summer. The Gemara listed the whole long brisa. We deleted the words Ben Yom L'Charava because that's not a Havdalah mentioned. We figured out the 8 because Kohanim, Yisraim, and Levim were considered 2 separate Havdalahs. That gave us a total of 7 of them. That we have machlokas what the chasima should be, and we concluded that it has to be a mavdim and kosher chol. Those who mekadesh Yisrael is going to be, they get cursed for doing so. And then Amar Beis, we discussed the ula's havdalah is very simple of simply hamavdim and kosher chol. And then we had the question of the brisa that every bracha must have the beginning bracha and an end bracha. How come ula didn't do that? And we answered because bracha of havdalah is like a birchas mitzvah, a very short bracha, a birchas hodah, which does not need to fit into that structure of the brachas. Okay, everyone, have a wonderful day.